Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Hope everyone had a nice Thanksgiving.
You too.
We wake up today and we say, where the hell's all the snow?
What the hell?
What the hell?
What the hell?
I don't know. Upper left-hand corner of the state. You want to call and tell us how you're doing over there? Also, Litchfield County, all you guys around there, you know, top part of the state. Because down here, we ain't got nothing.
Oh.
I mean, it was like a dusting.
Yeah.
I was a little surprised, and I thought, oh, this kind of always happens to us.
How much snow are we supposed to get? Is AJ
let it snow, let it snow and snow.
Oh. Hello?
Hello?
Because it's snowing like a son of a bitch up here in Salisbury.
Do we have, like, inches around the state? Do we know?
Inches around the state.
Yeah.
North Granby looks like they got about maybe four inches or so.
Yeah. Over in Litchfield, they're plowing like crazy over there.
What are you looking at the TV?
I am.
She looks straight up.
That was so random.
Someone's patio.
Yeah.
You know, the usual patio furniture with the big thing on it.
I left
snow.
The table out. Looks about 4 inches to me.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, we need the tabletop report.
You have to do it, yes.
Let me text Jennifer. Get a tabletop in Oxford.
Tabletop.
1-877-764-2535. It's supposed to go all day. It just seems like it's, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, what I've got so far is it was going to be this wintry mix. It's going to change the snow by this afternoon. And the real stuff is going to happen from this afternoon into tomorrow morning.
I thought it was supposed to happen last night.
Yeah, it kind of moved. So now they're talking 6 to 12 for the hills. They're talking 4 to 8 for the 84 corridor. And the southeast Connecticut's got 2 to 4.
Ugh.
Yeah. It all wraps up tomorrow morning.
Of course, we have closings and delays.
Yes,
linked
sir.
Up at WPLR.com.
Yep.
And Channel 3 is all over this, man. They're going bananas.
Oh, yeah. The guy's wearing sweaters in the studio the whole 9 yards.
Right. There's no suits. They're wearing sweaters.
Sweater
and
alert!
It's two weather people. It's, of course, Scott Haney, but then Mark Dixon is joining him.
Yep.
And then they have an army of people out in the streets at the airports.
Every weather vehicle's out?
Yeah.
Every storm tracker's out there.
It's, I guess you got to, do you have to do that the first one? You have to act like it's a thing, right?
I think you have to also, yeah. They gave it a name and everything, you know. You got to.
All right, I'm going to hit the phones. Phil, do you have any of the Channel 3 stuff ready? Is this from the airport? All right, this is a report from the airport.
Well, good morning. We are seeing some delays and cancellations as we swing over to the board there. You can see there are about a half dozen cancellations, and now we see some added delays. And the airport now telling us that they are expecting possibly more cancellations and delays as the weather continues to deteriorate. We'll swing you over, and you can see that the lines are starting to form. These are all folks trying to work their way back home.
Hold on 1 second. Can you imagine if this happened like Saturday into Sunday? Everyone's trying to get home from Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Ugh, it was bad enough without this.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yep.
All right, she's going to interview someone now live in the airport?
Yeah, she's going to start talking to a guy, yeah.
This morning at Bradley, it is a mix of vacationing passengers who missed flights yesterday due to bad weather on the busiest travel day of the year.
What bad weather? Bad weather where they were going?
Maybe.
Okay.
Wasn't clear.
What's a traveling day?
Yeah.
It's a traveling day.
Go ahead.
As well as business travelers who were contending with them to fly out on time. We met one man headed for work in Miami who decided after yesterday's problems to get here 3.5 hours early.
Yeah, I got a relative that missed his flight because he leaves about half an hour from here.
I picture this guy. Suntanned, wearing nothing but a thong.
Right. You too?
And flip-flops.
You too?
Right. And his body's all oily.
Exactly, right. Like coconuts.
Yeah.
And it was like 2 hours in traffic, caught in traffic, trying to get to the airport.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah.
But you
ay,
didn't
ay,
have...
Ay, ay, ay.
Ay, 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 ay.
The Mexican reporter? Ay, ay, ay.
Ay, ay,
and then we put down the hat that we dance. I will find my kids over.
Ay, ay, ay.
No, Tim Reben.
Official news position of Channel 3. Ay, ay, ay.
Ay, ay, ay.
How do you spell that?
Right. So if you have that, whatever, the, you know, where they put the words on the bottom of the screen?
Yeah,
the
scroller?
Yeah. Is it A-Y-E? Is it I?
I think it's A-Y-Y-Y-E-E.
I. But it's yai.
Right.
It's I. Yai yai.
Yai
yai.
Okay, so that's actually Yiddish. Right. It's ay, ay, ay.
So
oh my
be
God,
I-E
such problems I have today.
Space.
Yes.
Y-I-E.
Right, right? Exactly.
Yai
right.
Yai.
Exactly. Ay yai yai.
Ay yai yai.
Yes. Ay yai yai. Can't stand this weather.
Trying to get to the airport.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah.
But you didn't have that fate this morning. Did you get here extra early in anticipation?
I had to because...
She already knew that because she said he got here 3 hours early.
In anticipation?
Mm-hmm. All right.
I had to because of my neighborhood. They didn't clean up the mess about the snow. I had to get here very early.
He sounds like Serge.
What a mess.
He sounds like Serge from Beverly Hills Cop. Branson Pinchot. That's like the dog to scratch. It's not animal. It's not sexy. It's animal. Look at like a dog to scratch. And Akmal Foley. Akmal.
All right.
So coming up in the next half hour, we will hear more from other travelers who have dealt with varying degrees of drama. Our winter
drama?
Storm coverage
drama.
Of Winter Storm of Abel
drama.
Continues after the break.
To the music.
Degrees of drama. Our winter storm coverage
first of all,
winter
I
storm.
Think she said drama.
Drama.
Yes. Is there a drummer?
Drummer, like, yes.
Little drummer boy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can we hear that again?
Okay. Dealt with varying degrees of drama.
Drama.
And then the music.
Some drama. Our winter storm coverage of Winter Storm Abel continues after the break.
I like this. They're like, if you're going to do it, do it.
They're into it, man.
They're into it.
Yep, sweater's on.
Channel 3's covering it. All right, let's go around the state here and check in with our weather deputies. Dan from Burlington with a snow report. Dan.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning, Dan.
Report what's happening there.
Out in Burlington, snowing like crazy right now, and there's about 4 inches on the ground.
All right. Really?
Hmm.
Yes,
where
sir.
Is Burlington? Top left, right, top middle, top right?
Right above Bristol,
yeah.
Near New Hartford, Canton.
Okay. Near Farmington, yeah.
Top middle.
Yes,
yep.
Sir.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Yes, sir.
I got lost on your Saturday night. I know exactly where it is.
Oh, wait. AJ got lost?
The hell you say?
That's not surprising.
Right.
Thank you.
Not surprising.
But there's no snow.
Okay,
all right,
thank
guys.
You.
Have a good day. Thank you.
You know, thank you so much.
All right, let's check in with Dave the Trash Guy, who's in Winstead now. Dave?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Dave.
Good.
When
what do you got there?
When I left at midnight to come to work, it was probably over my ankle by about 3 inches, so there's probably 6 or 7.
Wow.
Oh, I like that, the ankle meter.
Nice. Like toe meter,
started snowing at about 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
I'd like to see that. Someone measure their ankle.
Exactly.
And then walk in the snow.
Right.
Hey, are you...
Hello.
Are you in the road?
No, I'm parked next to a train track.
Oh, there you
go.
Oh,
wow.
That was a train?
That was a train.
Oh.
All right.
It was freezing rain and snow, and when I left, you could almost walk right on top of the snow. It was just frozen solid.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for that report. Appreciate it.
Have a good one.
Be safe out there.
And there you have it from around the state. Whoop-dee-doo and ay-yi-yi.
Ay-yi-yi.
Ay-yi-yikes. Look at K-S-S.
Winter storm, who gives a crap?
Yes.
In full session now.
Ay-yi-yi.
Winter storm is winter.
Ay-yi-yi.
Ay-yi-yi.
All right, so early snow, then partial clearing and blustery in the afternoon. Blustery.
That's Winnie the Pooh.
Ay, ay, ay.
Oh, bother.
Wednesday, partly sunny, high upper 30s. Mm. But you're saying that has changed. Now they're saying snow today?
Yeah, snow this afternoon, into tonight, ends tomorrow morning.
Ay, ay, ay.
Ay, ay, ay.
Ay, ay, ay.
Ay, ay, ay.
All right, so no snow in the forecast for the toy drive.
No.
And let's see, at 7:30, we're going to announce something that has never happened at any one of our toy drives ever.
Ooh.
And then at 8:20, we're going to announce the headliner. This is a big deal. This
really?
Is of all the names we've had played toy drives in the past. This is the biggest deal.
Really?
Cool. The biggest deal. We booked it Friday. Wednesday.
Nice.
Wednesday. Yes. I was on the phone Wednesday crapping myself.
Wow.
Like, I hope this happens. Well, this would be so cool if it happens.
There's good room for turkey the next day, though.
That's right. Oh, I have plenty of room for turkey the next day.
See, look at that empire.
Let's go to Kid Rock. Did you see this over the weekend? I guess if you're ever going to have a drunken rant on stage, it'd be good to do it during the Thanksgiving weekend because everybody's busy.
He wasn't thankful.
Kid Rock went on an apparently drunken tirade at his own Kid Rock's big-ass honky-tonk rock and roll steakhouse in Nashville.
Damn, that's a long title.
Taking the mic to declare how much he hates Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, look at that.
Joy Behar, Kathy Lee Gifford.
Huh.
Saying they can S D's sideways.
Nice. It's a talent, actually.
Hmm. And a customer recorded the rant.
I'm just an honest guy that says, hey, I don't like Oprah Winfrey or Joy Behar. They can sideways. Sorry, Mom. They're like, hey, you're racist. I'm like, you're weird. And you call your people, I'll call mine. I'm like, Oprah Winfrey.
He's blacked out drunk.
Mm.
he did not look stable.
Most folks sing happy birthday. It's your happy birthday. Hooray. It's your happy birthday. Hooray.
I was, what do you do with that? He owns the club, so.
You really?
I want the microphone. Well, it's your microphone.
Here you go, sir.
Okay, boss.
Yep.
I like that one girl who's whooping in the background. You know, he could say anything, and she'd be like, I love you, Kid Rock.
Woo!
Woohoo! Kid Rock! Woohoo!
Or she fell.
Woo! Before being helped from the stage by a security personnel, Rock continued to slam Oprah.
And I'm the guy that you want to just be like, hey, I want Kid Rock on my side. I'm not the bad guy. I'm the guy you want. Like, hey, he's pretty cool.
No.
Oprah Winfrey's like, hey.
I have no idea what's going on here. I don't think he really. I
and
think
if you say that, you're like, hey, well, pretty sure Kid Rock's a racist. I'm like,
yeah.
Okay, fine.
Referring to himself in the third person.
He's like Tony Montana in Scarface, leaving the restaurant. He's all wasted. You need people like me. Look at you.
Yeah.
You're a bunch of mummies. You need people like me. So you can bite your fingers. There goes the bad guy.
Just mad and rambling. Yeah. It is a little bit like that.
Yeah.
Bad guy's coming through. Bad guy's bite.
So everybody's like, why? What the hell happened? Why Oprah Winfrey?
Yeah. Why?
He says his people tried to get him on the Oprah show years ago.
Oh.
And her people, Oprah's people, wanted Kid Rock to write down 5 reasons why he loves her and her show.
Are you serious?
Little essay.
And then he said, F that, I'm not doing the show.
Oh, there you go.
That sounds like Kid Rock.
Yes, it does.
That checks out.
It does sound like Oprah, and that's a pretty clever screening, right? Because now I don't have to have Kid Rock on,
exactly.
Right? Because anyone who hates the show will bail immediately. Like, yeah, I'm out.
Right, you don't really have to say no to a guest.
I'm not doing a questionnaire here.
Yeah.
Yep, sorry, I didn't qualify.
And, like, let's look at the answer. One, are you committed enough to put the answers down, to write it out?
Yeah.
And then, two, let's see what you write. We're going to find out if you're a good guest or not. Do you follow the show or not?
Well.
So,
are we doing that from now on?
The nice thing about this snow is it gets us in the mood for holiday giving, Christmas time, right?
Yes.
Kind of go from fall to Christmas. Boom. Thanksgiving is over, and now it's time. Toy Drive is Friday, and if you're wondering where some of these toys go, we have Shay Roscoe on from the Boys and Girls Club of the Lower Naugatuck Valley. She's the executive director. Good morning.
Morning,
Shay. Good morning.
What do you say there, Shay?
What do you say, Shay?
Hey, Shay.
Did we lose her?
Did she sashay away?
Good morning.
Yes, she is.
Hello. There's a lot of music playing in my ear. I can't hardly hear you.
Music.
How's that?
Oh, there it is. Yeah, so sorry. How are you?
No, that's our fault. Thank you. Good morning. So tell us about the boys and girls who will be getting toys from the Chaz and AJ McDermott Chevrolet Lexus Toy Drive.
Sure. So every one of our members, we have over 600 kids a day that come to our after-school program, and more than half of them live at or below the poverty line. So they just struggle to really just make ends meet. So this time of year could be really stressful for them. And so last year, we were able to give every one of our members a toy because of the Chaz and AJ toy drive.
Wow.
That works.
That's awesome. How many kids?
Some of them.
How many?
Go ahead.
How many did you say?
Over 600 children last year received a toy.
Wow.
100.
A lot of kids. Yeah.
A lot of kids.
And for some of them, it might be the only gift that they receive, which is heartbreaking, but it's also a true testament to the impact that you guys are having.
And all these kids, they're all from the Lower Niagara Valley?
Yes, they are. They're from Shelton, Derby, Ansonia, and Seymour.
See, that's one of the things that I get asked. Are the toys staying here, or are they ending up on a truck and getting shipped out to another state?
Nope, here.
No, they that's stay it. Right here.
Exactly.
No, they're definitely staying here. And we were in touch with one of our moms. Unfortunately, she just lost her husband. And she's struggling to, figure out the bills and kind of pull her life back together. So after having a great conversation with her, we told her about the Chaz and AJ toy drive and how we'll pull a couple extra toys aside for her so that she can help make sure that Christmas will happen in her house.
That's amazing.
We're so grateful to you guys and all the work that you and your crew do, because it's a great event.
It's really not
and
us.
No. Fun.
It's the folks who show up
with the
toys.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Without them, there's nothing.
Absolutely.
So 65% of your membership live in single-family households.
Right.
So think about that. Think about having children and living on one income in this state.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's impossible. So hard. And beyond that, there's 4% of our membership that live with somebody other than their mother or the father. So it could be a grandparent or a foster parent, but somebody else is caring for that child. So it's great to be able to afford them.
How do you guys go through those toys and decide who's getting what? How do you how can you possibly go through 600 different toys and figure, I know this one is going to Jimmy.
Exactly. Jimmy gets this one.
Right. How do you figure that out?
Well, just like you guys do at the event, we separate it by age group and by gender. So we kind of split them up, and we have 4 different units. So each unit takes their allotment, and then they kind of separate it. So really it's broken down at a smaller version. So one unit will have 250, the other one will have about 150. And so they kind of break it down, and they have a team of elves that work with them that help kind of split it up. So it's great, and it's so much fun. Our staff have a lot of fun doing it, and they have so much fun at the event, so we can't thank you enough for including us.
You guys are the best, because I usually see as I'm walking in the door, and it's just great, because I'm like, is this one going to show up on time?
Right,
is this going to happen?
So many concerns.
Right, and then I see them, and they're just like,
always so happy and cheerful and festive. And I'm always like, where are you getting
that
from?
What's going on? Are you people drinking over here? Why are you so happy? That's great. It's a great thing what you do there. And, I personally went through the Boys and Girls Club back in the day. And I know a lot of other people I hang out with went through that club. And that was really that was for a lot of us. It was the normal place in the day.
Wow.
You get out of school and then it's like, all right, I'm going to go here because it's normal.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. It is. It's so much for the kids have a lot of fun there. And the staff do, too. So it's a great place to work.
Looking forward to seeing you guys on Friday. Thank you for everything you all do there for the community. Shay Roscoe, Executive Director, Boys and Girls Club of the Lower Naugatuck Valley in Shelton. Thank you.
What's with this weather?
Huh?
How about this snow?
What is this?
We'll get to the weather in a second. Just a couple quick things. Toy drive is Friday.
Yes.
You could donate online at WPLR.com if you're unable to make it. Or Ashley will be at Porter and Chester in Hamden today from noon to 2. You could drop off a gift there.
Yes.
And we just had a donation come in. It was for the show of your choice, Overnight Stay, Mohegan Sun in 2020. We believe the bid was $2,000. The kind person in the truck who wants to remain nameless or anonymous, $2,100.
Nice.
So he kicked in an extra $100.
Look at Joe.
He's awesome.
Look at Joe.
Thank you for that.
Thank you.
All right, so what's the deal with the snow? Can we get, I would say, let's get Scott Haney on, but he's on the air now, so they preempted the network.
They're extending their
to cover this. Am I missing something?
Yeah.
All right, we're on the shoreline. I'm looking outside.
I saw a leaf fall.
I could see grass.
Yeah.
I could see blacktop.
Yes.
It is the first snow of the season, but
it's always the first one.
Mm. Right. Let's just say Channel 3 is on top of this.
They're all over it.
On top of it.
They are the weather.
They got double duty going this morning.
Special forces.
Duty.
Yeah. Oh, triple duty.
I got a double duty.
Yeah, so they have Scott Haney, Mark Dixon with no jackets.
No. Sweater type.
Sweaters. It's like top of the news. A block.
Yep.
All the army of people out. They're at the airport. They're at the, blah, blah.
The weather tracker's out.
They're covering it.
Yes.
So let's go around the state real quick and check in and see what the snowfalls are right now. Let's go to Oxford, Connecticut, where Jennifer is going to give us a tabletop report. Ooh, you know how you forget to take your table off the patio?
Mine's out there. Yep.
Yeah. All right. So how much snow is on our tabletop in Oxford, Jennifer?
I did two measurements. I stuck my big toe in the stair out of the back door. That was about a half an inch. And then I walked over to the table and stuck my finger in. Again, about a half an inch.
You got the big toe report here?
The cold toe report, yes.
I love that she's sticking in body parts.
The cold toe report.
A tape measure. Right.
There are other parts you could stick in the snow that would leave a fun imprint.
Right.
Like my bunion.
The bunion report.
I hope your sixth toe.
Yeah, it's,
oh. Yeah, it's about 33 degrees, and it's like a sleet rain mix here right now.
All right, so the on our step, it's about a half of your big toe?
And about a half an inch.
Half an inch or a big toe?
Half an inch.
Half an inch of big toe,
yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah, because your big toe is like 8 inches long.
No.
No. No.
It's like you could peel Platanos with that.
Platanos!
My toes are straight, Chaz, okay?
Right.
Oh.
Yeah, mine are curly. I would not be able to measure anything properly with my third toe on my right foot because
they're all going in different directions. They're all fighting.
Not true.
Not speaking to each other. I'm not talking.
All right, stick to the report.
Most accurate report ever.
I'm so curious.
All right. So half an inch on the step, and what's the tabletop report?
Same.
Half an inch.
Not that much.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
Wow.
Same.
You know, I think it must have been thicker snow, but then rain came and it just kind of like dropped the level down a bit. Right. I think that's what happened.
Wow.
Hold on. Do we have Channel 3 up on? Can you dial that up on the board?
This morning, because the main roads are doing pretty well. It's these back roads that still have a nice coating of snow.
Scramby.
Maybe some slush or ice mix on top. So a little bit more slow going here. And as you can see, lots of people just leaving their cars in their driveways. Nobody's in a rush to get out, which is a great thing. We want to make sure that those roads are staying clear. We were in North Granby, Eric, as you mentioned earlier. We got
to. There's an art to being able to report
babble.
Nothing.
Babble. Yes.
And talk for minutes about nothing. It's like, yeah, we've seen this, you know, every winter for our entire lives. It's a dusting.
I'd be like, ooh, I like that house. That house is nice.
No, but they're doing a great job.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
She did good.
All right. Anything else to report from Oxford?
I'll be driving my Jeep in, and I'm looking forward to the drive.
There's no pinky toe report?
Next time, we want a nipple report.
Yeah, left boob report.
All right. Thank you, honey.
It's a very cold day.
All right.
Okay. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
That is Big Toe Jennifer.
Big
the
Toe.
The Cold Toe Report.
Carol in Milford has an amazing story. All right, we're going to get to you in a second.
Don't move.
Let's go to Mark in New Hartford. You have a snow report?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I left my house at about 3:30 this morning, and there's about 4 inches of snow. I took out the snowblower. I'm sure my neighbors love me for that.
Of course. What time?
3:30. I got a load of steel. I got to get to Waltham, Mass. There's no, this is what they pay us for.
Hey.
Right.
So, I'm on 84 right now, and I'm starting to get the mirrors freezing up now with a freezing rain. So it's going to be a fun day today.
Yeah, it's all the layers that we're getting. That freezing rain underneath everything is what's going to be nightmare.
Damn it to hell.
The last thing you want when you're on the road is to cut out in front of Mark in New Hartford right now.
Yeah, do not.
Do not. Like, use your friggin' brain. Yeah. Do not pull out in front of a truck today.
With a load of steel.
You know, okay? I wish that wouldn't happen, but, I expect it. So.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, I was talking to Cousin Steve, and he says, you just have to not let it bother you. If not, you'll go crazy.
Right.
So he has this brand new truck, which has a horn that sounds like a train.
Oh, I want one of those.
And he waits until he gets right on site. Like, if you cut him off, he'll come up on the side of you and hit that horn.
Nice.
And he's like, it's really hysterical to watch them.
The underwear soiler.
Hit the roof of the car.
Right.
Right. All right. Well, be safe out there, brother.
All right. Thank you. Great show, guys.
Thank you, man. Okay, let's go to Amazing Stories. AJ kicked it off. Your amazing story will put you in the running for Boston Calling tickets. So, how would you like to see the Foo Fighters and the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
I'd love to!
Exactly!
Thank you!
1-877-764-2535. Carol in Milford.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Carol in Milford.
All right, let's kick it off with a sounder.
My amazing story.
All right, this happened when? You were little?
A long time ago. Right. Yeah. So we're cleaning up the toys after, a day of playing. And we had a little blue phone that would talk when you push the button. And it was a cute little phone. And it would say, I like you. Do you want to play with me? And it was very sweet.
So that's the voice. It wasn't, I like you, you want to play with me?
No, it was a very sweet little voice to begin with.
Right.
So my husband picks it up, and he smacks it, and he throws it in the toy box. And the phone, as the battery was dying, it sounded a little bit more possessed or whatever. And the phone said, don't spank me. And I looked at my husband, and I said, did you hear that? And he said, yeah, it said, don't spank me. And I said, it doesn't say don't, and it doesn't say spank. And we kind of looked at each other, and it was like, oh, my God. So we picked up the phone, and we threw it in the garbage can in the garage, and that was the end of it. It was like,
I will kill you.
Whoa.
Yes, it was possessed.
Yeah, listen, phone. You know what this was?
With the animal phone?
This was the beginning of every horror movie.
Yeah.
It was.
And then they don't throw the toy out.
Right.
Right. Yep. No, we were smart.
It's like, throw that out.
Right. You could have a whole sequel.
No,
right there.
That's his favorite toy. Okay, watch what happens.
Could have a whole movie
series. That doesn't mean anything. It's just a toy.
Right.
The phone comes calling.
Don't spank me.
The phone would be wrapped around our necks at night if we didn't get rid of it.
Exactly right. See, smart.
No, what would happen first is you throw it in the garbage, and then someone's like, that's his favorite toy. I'm gonna take it out.
Yeah.
Right? And then you go into the bathroom, and it's like, I don't remember putting the phone here in the bathroom.
Right.
That's weird that it should be in here.
Right.
And then you put it somewhere else in the middle of the night. You're like, I got to go get a drink. And then somebody trips over and falls down the stairs.
Right.
Yep,
and it's just sitting there.
Right.
With a little smile on.
Right. I told you not to spank me.
Yeah.
It slowly unfolds to where everybody in the house is dead.
I like you.
One person will remain alive. It's that one character. You're like, I hope nothing bad happens to that one.
Right.
Wow.
The person who first started talking to the phone.
Yeah.
That's who lives at the end.
Good move throwing that out. You know, there's this thing called Amazon.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yes.
You don't have to beat another human being down to celebrate the birthday of Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
It's true.
Yeah, beating the hell out of somebody for the birth of Christ.
Very festive.
Nothing says Christmas like...
I will beat you for Christ.
A bloody face of a stranger.
I said happy fucking holidays.
Blood on your hands.
I'm going to deck the halls in your face, too.
Do you know what I did for this gift? I had to fight five people off.
Why is there blood on it, Grandpa?
I'm going to deck your face.
I'm going to deck your whole body. I'm going to deck your whole family.
Oh, that's a funny parody song. Deck your face. Like, deck the halls.
Deck your face.
Deck your face with all my knuckles.
Okay. One of the two.
Punch, 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 pow, pow, zap, pow, boom.
Oh, I love it.
Leave you bleeding in the gutter. La, 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 la.
Oh, boy. All right. Deck the halls parody. All right. What is this clip, AJ? Is this a montage or is this one collection of...
It's just one collection of chaos.
All right. It's here's what it sounded like Black Friday when people tried to go shopping but ended up fighting and scrambling for their dear lives. Now, we don't have the name of the store or what the item at the store was.
No, just chaos.
Because there's always that item.
Yes.
That will have people go bananas.
Usually it's a toy, a TV, or a computer.
Yeah, it makes them go plantanos.
Use plantanos!
You see those people? They went platinum. All right, here's the audio.
Get ready. That's how you got into us right here, the Black Friday.
Wow. That's the restroom.
There's no way our founding fathers thought that we would devolve into this.
No, no, and hell no.
Jeez.
Wow.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Take cover.
I want to know what the item was, you know, because that makes it like, I don't know, if it was a car for $3, I could see a fight.
It's a baby Jesus doll.
Right. Yeah, probably not.
Yeah.
No.
And there's all different, it's like motor vehicle. There's every different accent there.
Yes, there is. Yep.
Yeah.
Heard West Indian to begin.
Right.
Yep.
Can you play that again?
Get ready. That's how you got into us right here, the Black Friday.
Grandma down.
Whoa, whoa.
Oh, he's going to handle some wax.
Okay. Eddie Murphy?
What? What?
Like Eddie Murphy.
Say?
Right. Can you bring that back?
That's it.
Oh, he's going to have some wax, honey.
He's going to have some wax, honey?
Going to wax your hiney?
Maybe he's going to wax his head. He's going to wax hiney.
Hold up. Going to wax your hiney.
Maybe that was the item. Hiney wax. Wax hiney.
Oh, he's going to get some wax, honey.
Oh, going to get some wax, honey, I'm guessing.
Oh, wax. Like
someone's
going to
punch this person out. Yeah, someone's going to, okay.
Like wax.
Some wax. Who gets some wax, honey?
Oh,
plural.
He's
going to
get some wax,
honey.
Oh,
we're going to get some wax, honey. Hercules, Hercules, Hercules.
All right, play it one more time.
Oh, he's going to handle some wax, honey.
Someone just yelled at Kanye.
Someone let the dogs out.
Move.
Who let the dogs out? Who?
All right, hold on. Play that whole clip over this.
Okay.
Get ready. That's how you got it. Don't bring it up.
Merry Christmas. What the hell's wrong with you people?
That's on. Nice.
That
really?
Was nice.
Ugh.
I feel warm.
This has never happened at a Chaz and AJ toy drive ever, ever, ever. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. This Friday, you are cordially invited to attend the wedding of Amy and Anthony. It'll take place 7 a.m. at Jordan's Furniture in New Haven.
Yay!
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 Yay! Yeah. So we had this couple tribe members approach us, and they said, hey, well, we'd like to get married on the toy drive.
Oh.
And I was like, well, I don't know.
Did we get a toy?
And then I talked to Tony, and he's such a big fan of the show.
Right.
Then he said, I'll give a $500 donation. I was like, hey! It's for the kids. They're getting married for the kids.
Are they going to leave in a Barbie Jeep?
Right.
That'd be cool.
Joke's on you. He's making out on wedding savings.
Yeah, really.
True.
$500.
On the show now, Anthony and Amy. Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chaz and the rest of the crew.
All right. Let's talk about you guys. When did you meet?
Go ahead, Anthony.
All right,
30 years.
All right, so already we know Anthony is smart,
right?
That he waits for Amy to give him permission to speak.
Right.
Check. Ding.
Right.
Yes. You are good, Anthony. All right, Anthony, you go ahead. How did you guys meet?
Long time ago, long time friend. And just reconnected about 2 years ago or so.
Wait, so you guys met a long time ago.
Right, we were friends long
almost
time
30
ago.
Years ago.
Almost 30 years ago, you were friends.
In the galaxy far, far away.
Yeah.
And then, did you ever date 30 years ago or just friends?
Just friends.
Friends.
Never dated.
Just friends.
Just friends, gotcha.
Were you guys both married friends. To other people at the time?
Not
no, we were,
ago,
we were.
Okay, so
in
30
between.
Years ago, you guys were friends, went off, had your own lives.
Yes.
And then... found yourselves 2 years ago, both single, and what was the first date like? Was it like, hey, let's get together for a beer, or hey, how you doing?
Go ahead, Anthony.
First date was a camping trip.
A long weekend trip.
Camping trip.
Yep, absolutely.
Is that a metaphor?
I never got a real first date.
Uh-oh.
Wow. How does that, so how do you go from, hey, you're divorced. I am too. Let's go camping.
Right.
You want to spend a couple days out in the woods with me?
Let's eat that sunny beans.
Right.
There might have been a couple adult beverages involved in that.
Oh, probably. Okay. Half a bottle of Jack's.
It's like the new version of Netflix and Chill.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Wow. Your first date was multiple days in the woods.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, not really. We had a camper.
Yes,
we did have a camper, so we were enclosed.
Oh, camper.
Glorified camper.
Good.
Gotcha.
Where did you go camping?
I was in Connecticut somewhere. I forgot the name of the place.
Oh, all right. So campground in Connecticut, or like a parking lot.
Right.
No, it was a camp. It was a legit campground.
Okay.
It was a legit spot.
All right. It was a real campground.
Legit
you guys went
it
camping.
Was real.
So it was a Friday, Saturday, Sunday camping trip, or was it a week-long camping trip?
I think it was a three-day.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Friday, Saturday,
yep.
Sunday.
Gotcha.
And, all right, so when you guys were done with that camping trip, you guys didn't have any other, like, no more dating life. You went into that camping trip as kind of your first date, and then that was it.
Right.
You guys have been together ever since.
Yep, that was the beginning of the end.
All right. Wait, what? Did you hear Amy's?
Right, I heard a gas.
Bad answer.
You were
right,
so
bad answer.
Man. Oh, boy. That was funny.
You will pay for that later.
Yeah, that's all good.
Guess we're not getting later.
All right. So that was it then. Very romantic.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you guys had your first date, and it was your last first date. Aw on three. One, two, three. Aww.
Very
so nice.
No rehearsal.
And were you guys listening to the show before you got together?
Yes, I was. Absolutely.
Oh, you both were. It's like, you like that show? I like that show, too.
I like that.
I like that.
You like camping? I like camping.
Oh, my God.
I would say almost every morning we text each other about the show.
Oh, I love
that. And we're like, oh, did you hear what they said? Did you? Yeah, every single morning.
Oh,
so
I love it.
It's pretty funny.
Love it.
Every morning.
We met you guys at a comedy show at Stress Factory, and we just talked and talked and talked, and I was like, I love this guy.
Wow.
And so you guys weren't engaged then. You were just dating.
Yes.
Correct.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
And,
correct.
And how did you propose, Anthony?
Oh, actually, Amy's daughters in the Newtown band, they made it to the finals at MetLife Stadium, Nationals.
Oh, wow. I'm having a hard time hearing you. Can you talk into your mouthpiece there?
Yeah, I am. Amy's daughters are in the Nationals, the finals at MetLife Stadium. So we drove down there to see them, and I proposed to her in MetLife Stadium.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it was pretty awesome.
Amy, your daughter's band was in the finals, and you go there, and then Anthony proposes. Where, on the field, or?
No, in the stadium, but, you know, in the seats. But it was just absolutely, you know, the lights are shining. It was beautiful. It's a beautiful stadium. So, it was really nice.
So cool.
Came out of the men's room and said, marry me?
Did you, of course, you said yes. And then who brought up, hey, you know what would be a good idea? Let's get married on the radio.
We were joking about it for a while. Yeah. And we were talking about it for a while. And he was home one morning. And it was early in the morning. And he said, let's call Phil and ask him. I'm like, okay. So we called.
You called Phil, really?
Yeah.
And here we are now.
This is fantastic. Yes, you're a few days away from being. Wow, bachelor party. We have so much to do. We got to get some strippers.
We do.
Yeah. Male strippers for Amy.
There you go.
All right. We're looking forward to it. We're going to be talking to you every day this week leading up to this. And we wanted to make sure we got the paperwork done before we announced it on the air. Anthony and Amy went bananas, and they got all the paperwork. So all the paperwork's in place.
Yay. Awesome.
So we have all the paperwork. 7 a.m. Friday, you two getting married on the air.
Yay.
It's the wedding of Amy and Anthony. It's an A and an A.
Two A's over here.
Well, thank you, guys, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay,
absolutely. Have a
good
day.
All right. Very excited.
They exchange toys to the rings? What?
Right. Yeah. I like they drive in a Barbie Jeep.
Yeah, man.
Headlining the 2019 Chaz and AJ McDermott Chevrolet Lexus Toy Drive this Friday at Jordan's Furniture in New Haven is Living Color. Right?
I know. That's what I did on the phone when I found out.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I just had an aneurysm.
Corey Glover.
Yes.
Vernon Reed.
Yes.
Doug Wimbish.
Yes.
And Will Calhoun.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I broke something in my head.
So John McCarthy from Rock House is, I love this man.
Yes.
He's performing with his school. Are you okay?
No, I don't think he is.
In front of my head.
His
hurts.
Eyeball, like,
probably not
out.
A good thing to do after you had a speaker hit you in the head like a week ago.
Yeah, I can't get an idea.
But John McCarthy was brainstorming with me on the phone, and he said, I know you had Corey Glover last year. Maybe you can get Living Color.
And he killed last year, man.
And I'm like,
God.
I don't think that. He's like, well, why don't you just call Doug and ask him? And I got Doug on the phone. And I said, John said, and Doug said, wait a minute. Hold on. I never said that.
Right. Okay.
Let me get some facts and let me check with the band.
Right.
And Doug went and checked with the band and called me about a half an hour later and said, they'll do it.
Oh, my God.
Yay!
Oh, my God. You're kidding me.
Couldn't believe it.
Oh, my God. You're kidding me.
Beside myself.
Oh, my God. You're kidding me.
Beside myself.
This is so awesome.
Doug's on the phone now. Good morning, brother.
Hey, what's happening, everybody?
Doug!
What is happening? Doug is no slouch himself.
No.
Bass player of Living Colors. Played with the Stones. I mean, you name it.
Amazing
this guy
bass
has
player.
Done it.
Amazing.
So,
oh, well, thank you guys, man. Thanks.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to be here. We're looking forward to the event on Friday.
Oh. So how does it work? Do you call everyone individually, or how does that happen?
You know how it is, Chaz. You know, John reached out to me. We had a convo. He reaches out to you. You reach out to me. I try to get some clarity going on. And then I just go down the list of, you know, let me call Vernon first.
Vernon's first. Okay.
Yeah, I called Vernon first.
Right?
Did we lose you?
Called Vernon first, and then Vernon hung the phone up on him.
Did we lose him?
It sounds like we lost him.
Was he staying next to a cliff?
Wow, dang it.
Oh.
Hey. About a half an hour to make it happen.
Oh, you're back. Wow. We lost you for a second. So it took you about a half an hour. You call Vernon, call Corey, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And
called Will. And
Corey.
Here we are on the phone now.
What was Corey's reaction? Because Corey played the toy drive last year.
Corey was fine. Corey had the most information in regards to what was going to take place for the event, because that was the key. My vibe was, is it going to be inside or outside?
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah. Inside, man.
That's
inside.
A great question to ask.
We don't want to freeze.
That I had, you know what I mean? Because we played outside shows before, and let's just say it was memorable.
Yeah. good way to put it. That's
you can't play bass and mittens.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But we're excited. You know, everybody's looking forward to it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a great cause what you're doing. I have an organization called the Wind Bash. We do the same thing. We give back to the kids. We find a way to connect the young generation with the elders, give instruments out. And what you guys doing is just, it's so essential, because, you know, nobody should be, be without a gift or some kind of love during the holidays.
Right.
Period.
Right.
Absolutely, man.
Well
absolutely.
Well said.
Yes.
And all right. So Corey was in because he knew. And, what was Vernon's reaction?
Vernon was cool. You know, Vernon's reaction first was, let me check my schedule.
Well, that's good.
And does that mean he's checking his schedule, or is that kind of like, I don't think so, but I'll act like I'm going to go through the motion?
No, he was probably checking his schedule, you know, and it's cool. But my process is just, you know, it's just cut right to the chase. No text message, no email. Pick the phone up and call.
Right.
And that's the key. That's the straightest line to being able to get something happening. Because then you can feel the frequency over the phone.
Right.
Right.
And he could feel your energy that this is a good thing. I trust these guys. It's, yeah. Yeah. No, that's.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, guys. You guys have been bringing it for years. You know, that's why you're the number one station in Kid Rock station in Connecticut. You've been supporting the band for many years now, and they know
many.
It. And we appreciate it. But at the top of the tree of all of that is the cause. Mm. Toy Drive. It's a great cause, and we always want to be able to support people that are doing good things like y'all. So we're thankful to be here.
I love you, man. You know, I love you. And I got to tell you, I've never seen Vernon Reed play. He is one of the greatest guitarists in rock history.
A wizard.
Yeah.
And I remember, I kicked myself now. You guys came to town right after, you know, you hit it big and you played Toad's Place and it was sold out. And, you know, 700 people all left that saying that is the hottest rock band in the world right now.
Yes.
And for you to be on our stage, I mean, someone who stood next to Mick Jagger and Keith Richards.
Uh-huh.
And
it's insane.
It was the rhythm section with Charlie Watts. I looked all of these people.
I looked best in the whole band, yes. It was a handsome guy.
And the long list of people you've played with, yes. And then having Vernon Reed and Corey Glover, by the way, last year.
Oh, my God.
His voice sounds better now.
Yeah.
Than it did 25, 30 years ago. I'm just, to have the whole band just blows me away. So,
well,
thank you, man.
You guys are more than welcome. We're excited. I'm going to corral, you know, we'll get the troops in. We'll get them in there early. You guys are going to have some coffee for us, right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Lots of anything. You just write it down.
Right.
You have New Haven's best pizza, whatever you need.
Yes.
AJ wants to do the voice in the beginning of Cult of Personality.
Oh,
all right, go ahead, AJ. Do it.
AJ, we're going to hold you to that.
And during the few months we have left.
No.
You got to do it like this.
And during the few months we have left, are you talking down to Earth?
I don't
want to
do that.
And we're going to easily understand.
Vernon is going to say, what the hell?
We might have to borrow you for the rest of the, for a couple of shows after that.
I'll go.
And if you can't make it, then what we're going to have to do is we'll just have to sample you, my friend. We're going to replace the original
sample with you.
Right. Okay. We'll just put a cardboard AJ over on the corner.
There you go. See. There you go. See.
Doug, thank you, man. We will see you Friday in the 8 a.m. hour with Living Color on stage at the Toy Drive. Thank you, brother. So at 7:30, we announced we're having a wedding at the Toy Drive Friday.
Yes. First time ever.
Amy and Anthony.
Hey, how you doing? Two ways over here.
Hey.
Hey. Hey and A.
Hey.
Hey and A. What do you know? L.
And then at 8:30, we announced Living Color will be playing the Toy Drive.
Yes. Yes.
And now we are announcing this guy on the, he's on the phone now.
This guy over here.
Hello.
Hey, Paul Nelson.
Are you announcing that I'm performing the wedding?
Yes.
Yes, of course.
You're a wedding band.
Yes, you are.
Personally.
Paul Nelson from the Johnny Winter Band.
Oh, my God.
How
really?
You guys doing? Hey, thanks for the invite for this great cause for my band to play. I know you're going to announce when, but I really appreciate it. And, how are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Looking forward to it.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
Run through some of the names of people you play with. Obviously, Johnny Winter, and you accepted the Grammy for Johnny Winter, well, right?
Well, we both got Grammys for the Step Back album for Best Blues Album. And then later on, I went to produce Joe Louis Walker. I got a nomination for that. But I was most proud of working with Johnny on that. I produced the Roots album before that. But, yeah, Eric Clapton, I'm on tour now under my own name, Paul Nelson Band, and I'm touring the planet. And we just played Buddy Guy's in Chicago. Buddy sat in, so I played with him.
Wow.
Edgar, Rick, Derringer, you know, many, many, many people. It's been a great honor, and
Eric
it still Clapton, continues.
So what did you do with Eric Clapton?
Well, I recorded, you're familiar with Bobby Blue Bland, the song Don't Want No Woman, Johnny, Eric, and I. So that was a big thing. And then we did the...
Were you in the studio at the same time?
No, that was a funny story. What happened was, actually, we were in the studio with Warren. We were in the studio with John Medeski. We were in the studio with the Blues Brothers Horns, many of the players, but Clapton was on a tour. So he said, well, I don't know if I can appear on the album because I'm going to be on tour. And I was just finishing the mixes. So I said, well, when do you get off tour? He said, well, in 3 months. So I called up the record company and I said, we're going to stall the album for 3 months. And as soon as he got back to his place, I called up. I said, you promised. And he said, yes, I did. And he recorded on it. So it was
That's awesome.
It was a great track. So, yeah.
So do you have Eric Clapton's phone number in your cell?
Well, as long as it doesn't go public. Yes, absolutely.
Oh, geez.
Under EC.
That's
yes.
So weird.
EC, some guy plays guitar.
And then you worked with Slash. What did you do with Slash?
Slash, we both did the Grammy tribute to B.B. King in Hollywood. It was Slash, myself, Keb Moe, good friend, Jimmy Vivino, Jimmy Vaughn. They were all there. Yeah. So then, it was a great tribute to him, too. Wow.
You worked with Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top.
Billy Gibbons, I put him in the Johnny Winter movie, the documentary, Down and Dirty, that came out a few years ago, but it's still going strong. Yeah, it's about Johnny's whole lineage from beginning to end. So, you know, how he got healthier and how we worked together, and also, you know, he playing with Muddy and Hendrix. I mean, Johnny was the best, and we all knew it. He went through some hard times, and when I met him, we worked together. I met him as a musician, and then it turned into a friendship, and he was like a father to me, and he took me under his wing like blues artists do. And he was an idol of mine, guitar playing, but then I saw that he needed help. And you guys know the story. You came to a lot of the shows at Toads. And
I saw your last show.
You saw him getting healthier and standing up for performances. Yeah. So it was pretty amazing. And I was very proud to be able to help him in that respect, which I never thought would happen. I thought I was just going to play, but I got very involved with helping him in that way. And it was a great honor to get, like we said at the beginning of the interview, you know, he got a Grammy for his solo album. He never got a Grammy for his solo work. He got it for working with Muddy Waters, three of them producing.
Yeah.
But nothing for, and it's hard to believe he got nominated, but I was very proud of that and proud that we did that with him. So.
Yeah. That is
so
cool.
I continue on.
Yeah, well, I saw your last show with Johnny in Connecticut. It was about 2 weeks
right.
before he died at the Blues Fest.
Yep. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So listen to this. So Paul Nelson Band playing at the Chaz and AJ Toy Drive Friday. Paul has worked with Johnny Winter, Eric Clapton, Buddy Guy, Slash, Billy Gibbons, Ben Harper, Robin Ford, Vince Gill, Warren Haynes, Derek Trucks, James Cotton, Joe Perry, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, John Popper, Leslie West, Joe Bonamassa,
wow.
Dickie Betts, Joe Walsh. The list goes on and on.
This, Overachiever, you gotta stop.
Overachiever.
And I left some names out.
Right.
I know, you ran out of breath.
Right.
Yeah. And so this is rock and roll guitar royalty right
yes,
here.
It is.
Like anybody would see him and say, oh,
hey,
Paul.
Paul.
How you doing?
Hey, your highness, how are you?
Coming from you guys. I don't know what that means, but thank you.
Means nothing at all. Paul, it is what it is, man. It is what it is.
We look forward to it. Yeah. And
I'm going to see you on the, I'm going to see you at this fundraiser.
Yeah.
This is great.
Yeah.
You're going to see me play with my guys, and we're going to play some Johnny stuff, of course, so I'm very excited.
You know any Christmas songs?
I actually just put out a Christmas song with Anthony Krizan of the Spin Doctors called All I Want for Christmas Was the Blues and a Broken Heart, and it's all over the place, so I'll send you guys a copy.
Wow. Can you play
you're
that?
You're not obligated, but, you know, for Christmas, we'll see.
Nice.
But
it
is all over the place, and I'm very proud of it. Came out good. I wrote two other Christmas songs over the past couple of years. I did a Slade cover of Merry Christmas, Everybody.
Wow.
Freddie, remember that one? Yeah, it does great every year. And then I did Freddie King's Christmas Tears with the guys from my last album, Badass Generation.
Right.
So it's all good.
I'm
touring.
That's awesome.
It's great. And then I go to the Netherlands. In 2 weeks, I'm doing a G4 tour with Kokobo, Gerard from Greg. So there's a lot of stuff going on.
Damn.
Your cell's cutting in and out.
You're kind of busy.
Who did you say that tour is with?
Coco Montoya, Scott Gerard, and a bunch of other players that's in the Netherlands. And then I come back, and I hate to say it, I go to Jamaica for a week. It's going to be rough.
Yeah, Jamaica. Thanks for rubbing this in.
Jamaica me jealous.
Yeah, it's going to be with Peter Rivera from Rare Earth.
Nice.
Remember that band?
Yes. Celebrate, yes.
Yeah.
One, yep. Get ready.
Three,
four. But all this stuff, here comes the shameless plug. All this stuff can be found on paulnelsonguitar.com or just Google Paul Nelson. You'll find me. I'm on all the socials.
This toy drive is going to be guitar player heaven.
Yes, it is.
Guitar player heaven.
Chops.
If you like guitar playing.
Yep.
Living Color, 8 o'clock hour. Paul Nelson Band, 9 o'clock hour. And, of course, John McCarthy's Rock House performing.
And don't forget the wedding.
And the wedding.
Exactly, right. Going to be marching, yes.
Like a legit wedding.
Legit wedding.
Yes. Amy and Anthony.
A and A.
So, all right. Thank you so much, Paul. We'll be talking to you this week,
and
we will see you Friday.
And thank you for the invitation, and thank you for all you do. This is a great cause, and I'm very excited to play with the artists. See you guys, and again, thank you.
Thank you.
Paul
Nelson, everybody. We're linked up to his site at WPLR.com. I forgot to mention, this connection happened thanks to Allie with the Ridgefield Playhouse.
Oh, thank you, Allie.
Yeah.
This is Killing Floor. This is a song that came off of the album that won Johnny Winter the Grammy that he did with Paul.
Damn.
I should have put you long time ago. I should have put you, baby.
Wow, All right, this is going to be, I think, musically the best one we've had.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No pressure now.
Then we have a wedding.
Yep.
And we have a couple other things happening, an East Haven tribute,
hey,
if you will.
How you doing?
Yeah. All right, so announced today on the show for the Toy Drive Friday, Amy and Anthony's wedding.
Yep.
Live in Color.
Yep.
And the Paul Nelson Band. Awesome. Paul Nelson from Johnny Winter / Clapton, you name it.
Yep, yada, 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 yada.
More info at WPLR.com.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.